Hello, everybody, and welcome to Music is Everything podcast with me, Matt Hornby, and my delightful young bud, Andrew
Hello.
Gross.
Hello. I'll be your young bud.
Trying to keep it fresh. It comes out with some weird results. today we're talking about who, Andrew?
We're talking about Feist.
Feist.
Yes.
Who the F is Feist?
You know what? For someone who I am an enormous fan of, I know her first name's Leslie.
It's Leslie Feist, isn't it?
Is it Leslie Feist?
Sounds like Wesley Snipes. is it Leslie?
Yeah.
Because
if it is
Leslie, then I know her surname is Feist. This is why this is great teamwork, because we've got half the information each. So yeah, she's called Leslie Feist.
Yeah, I know very little about her as a person,
okay.
But her records, which is very unlike me, her records are maybe some of my favourite of all time.
High praise.
Like, maybe not, could be incredibly close, if not number one.
Really?
Yeah, and in my opinion, her band are maybe one of the best bands in the whole world.
Right, okay.
So, I'm just letting that...
There you go.
I'm letting that
thanks for listening, everyone. See you next
thanks,
week.
Everyone. That's that's all you need.
So I, just to counter your very high point, I don't know anything about Feist.
Okay.
Like, literally at all. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Although, when I was digging into this, I did realise that she did a collaboration with Mastodon, which I did know about.
Feistodon, yeah.
Which I, a long time ago now, 2012, but I still didn't know anything about Feist. And now I know a little bit more, which is good because she's very good. Mm. I thought, you know, we did St. Vincent.
Yes.
Now, would I have put Feist in the same kind of area? Maybe. I thought Feist would be really electronic, right?
Okay.
And really poppy, which is totally incorrect.
Yes.
Which is quite, actually... My discovery has been positive is what I'm trying to get at.
I was going to say, so my knowledge of your knowledge is that you didn't know anything about Feist. And I was excited for you to listen because I was like, oh, you're going to love this. This is, in my opinion, straight from the vine. This is the good stuff. You're about to have your new favourite artist go. You know,
so the first exciting bit of information that I discovered, thank you to our endless resource Wikipedia, she was in Broken Social Scene.
I didn't know that.
Okay, right. And there's an album by Broken Social Scene, which is their biggest one.
I'm actually unfamiliar with who they are.
So that's, they're kind of
I need
like
to learn more. Very unlike me.
They're an indie band, very American indie band. Oh, are they Canadian, actually? Because I know Feist is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from 2003, so 20 years ago. There's an album called You Forgot It in People, which is why I couldn't remember because I don't know what that means. And it's really, really good. And specifically a song called Cause Equals Time is a... great song, and it's a really like just a really cool sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty big at the time. They're hipper than hip, cooler than cool, ice cool. And yeah, Feist was in there, and then she rejoined again later.
Cool.
Again, which I was like, oh my god, didn't know. But apart from that, now I'm fairly clueless. She's Canadian and she's been nominated for a million awards.
She's highly decorated. Yeah, I think maybe we should preface this with she's a singer singer songwriter, I would say, is a fair guise, maybe. Canadian singer songwriter. She's kind of the principal. You know, Feist is, there is a band aspect and there are other writers as well, but she's kind of the main, you know, she's kind of the Trent Reznor of the piece, and she kind of, you know, drives everything, and then kind of that team comes and goes or swaps out whatever as it comes. I've no idea how I came across her at all. In fact, I've no idea. I genuinely have no idea. I just remember having the reminder, and Open Season, and Let It Die. For some reason, I had them. Now, I don't know if I just stole them from someone off their...
Is it like digital versions?
We're talking, Apple... you know, music library or whatever, Apple iTunes. I feel like I probably just could have been Chris. I don't know. I stole a lot of music from him once. But someone anyway, we did like a music swap. And I just took stuff that I wanted and they just took stuff that they wanted. And it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I listened to it. I don't know. I don't know. I've not thought about any of this.
Great.
This is the one artist in my life. Maybe there are others that I don't know about. But usually I'm very like an obsessive, you know everything about them, know why this song was around, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those albums are so special to me, but I literally know nothing about them at all.
An album, which albums were these?
The album The Reminder.
Uh-huh.
And?
Which seems to be her most famous, actually. And I did know the song, The Limit to Your Love.
James Blake famously did a cover of it.
Okay, cool.
And then Let It Die, you probably would know... is it Let It Die? From The Reminder, you would probably know 1, 2, 3, 4 as well.
I didn't actually know it at all, but it's a really good song.
It was on, I don't know, some kind of advert. I think they're the kind of like biggest songs... Mm-hmm. Potentially, I think the 1, 2, 3, 4 song was some kind of like Citroen advert or something like that. And it was really
actually
big.
I think it was the iPod Nano. I read.
Oh, was it really? Oh, okay. That's slightly a little more credibility.
Bigger than Citroen.
Bigger than Citroen, yeah. but somehow I ended up with them, and I'd say The Reminder, especially. And then when Metals came out, I bought that Quick Sharp. But I honestly don't remember the first listen. I don't remember why I've got them. I don't know how. I just obviously got round to them at some point. And in my mind, all I remember is thinking that when I got it, that the track listing was messed up. Because the way that all those records start are like in a very unassuming like ballad or like random... Like, So Sorry is like on the first track from The Reminder. It's like, sounds like an iPhone recording almost. It's a very like kind of atmospheric, it's like birds and stuff in the background. And then it goes into I Feel It All. But I always remember thinking like, oh, maybe the tracks are like got messed up. Like, you know, classic, like if you delete the number from the track.
Oh, I see.
Like maybe
it because it started a bit low key.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remember thinking that for the longest time. And then, this is so weird. I can't believe I'm just realizing this now. And then at some point, I obviously just took the plunge. I don't know why, I don't remember. They're my favorite albums ever.
What do you like about
this
them?
Tattoo is of some of the lyrics.
it was
our first dance at my wedding. I genuinely don't remember when I heard it.
So it must have been a little while ago. Have you known her since these albums came out?
I must have come in just before Metals dropped. So that's 2011.
Yeah.
Because when that came out, then I bought that straight away. So I was kind of certainly in the runnings then. So maybe, yeah, between somewhere after 2007. But I think much like a lot of the female artists that I follow, seemingly like a lot of the my most favorite treasured, listen to it only all the way through, never break it up, get it in the best quality possible, only listen to it on, you know, like those kinds of records, those kinds of artists, all of them are female. There's just something I don't know, something about the female voice, maybe, I don't know, just or attitude, but just records like that usually become like precious. So maybe that's why, maybe I just try and listen to it, you know, kind of sort of less than others, and I don't know, try and keep that feeling of listening to it again. But I just think as a songwriter and as a artist, as a guitar player, her guitar playing is amazing. She's got like this, often she uses like a lot of low tunings and like quite unusual guitar choices, but like her playing is kind of like very strange. Like it's nearly sloppy, but in a perfectly beautiful way. Like a track like Anti-Pioneer could be John Mayer, but like in a kind of almost baritone like tuning and just this kind of rootsy, like there's gain there. Like what I like about a lot of her guitar playing is that when she is playing, there is a sense of like, it's not a clean guitar. And it's also like kind of always has a very, like I would describe when she does kind of go into that place, it's quite rootsy. Like it's not a million miles away from like Ariel Posen and like his kind of like,
sure.
He's got like that, the Mule, like a kind of a metal sort of like a resonator, electric resonator type
it's
sound.
It's a baritone as well, so lower.
Yeah,
I'm like also thinking. I don't know if you know Madison Cunningham.
Yes,
but yeah, that kind of, obviously this is pre her, but that kind of vibe, like classy guitar playing.
Yeah, just really like a kind of. I don't know, just a perfect kind of finger style that's like got a kind of rootsiness to it, and it's kind of like it has feel and it's quite loose, but it's just the perfect touch so that just that little shuffle of notes come through, that perfect little touch of notes. I couldn't play that way if I tried. I would think about it too much, but it's just got this great kind of dirtiness to it that I really, really love that style. And I've never seen her live, but I've watched a lot of her playing live, and certainly a lot of the tracks on Metals 2011. Just some really cool arrangements, and like watching the bands play it and the dynamics, I think, of her songs as well, like the way it kind of ebbs and flows. And sometimes it's just a very simple part that just kind of grows and kind of develops over time. But I think it's a very special kind of playing and technicality to be that consistent and to play that dynamically, consistently. I think is something very, very hard to do when you're
Especially while singing at the same time.
Oh, and just her whole band. Honestly, just the individual parts, just beautiful, and just the dynamics within the live band. I've never heard another band. Maybe I should listen to more bands, but personally, listening to those live sessions, like just incredible, just the perfect touch every time. And I just think it's such an undervalued and underrated like element of playing. There are people who are very technical and very proficient, and there are people who can do amazing things, but there is something about a level of consistency and professionalism, playing something kind of like, it's like explaining pocket to someone. It's like, mm-hmm. there are drummers that can play in time and there are drummers who can play in the pocket. The two are different. Like, it's being essentially out of time by a perfect amount that is conductive to the feeling of a groove or the push, you know, the natural kind of ebb and flow of time and music and molecules and atoms. Like, that is somehow just enough and just less enough and just more than enough to be perfect. And that is very different than being in time. Mm-hmm. You know, being, what's the classic phrase, like phasing a metronome or whatever, that I always used to hear that saying, oh, that guy, he can phase a metronome. It's, you're perfectly in time, but being in the pocket is a completely different kettle of fish. I think there's the same thing about, like, certainly singer and songwriter, John, people like John Mayer, stuff like that, definitely consistent. Never about, almost, like, sings perfectly, plays perfectly every night.
Yeah, I think that is almost, it's almost a symptom, I think, of someone with a very high level of technical proficiency and knowledge. This is how I see John Mayer. It's like, he could be up here like busting it out all the time, because that's the max of his knowledge and capability, but he sits here. So that it's a classic for the song type thing. He's within his, very comfortably within his capabilities, and therefore, in terms of technical proficiency, I'm talking.
Yeah.
So then puts that extra gas into his performance, and like you say, consistency and accuracy, all this stuff. So it looks comfortable, but it's still really hard to do. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, some people play like when they're like on the edge, you know, like million notes a second, and it's like, wah! And yeah, Anchor can pull it off. But I think when you're playing the kind of music, because this kind of music as well, I thought, because I've heard of it and the James Blake cover thing, in my mind, she's really big. And I thought it would be more electronic, more pop, because of how big I thought she was. But yeah, it's just not, I like seeing artists who I know really, really, you know, could walk into Berkeley and have a coffee and rah with everyone, just make songs that people can sing along to. I think it's a good use of your superpower.
Yeah. So with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where good jazz lives, you know?
Well, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, so where did you start with, so assuming you knew, you know, other these ones you realised you knew as you went, where did you start? Where did you go, Cotton Eye Joe?
Well, streaming told me that The Reminder was her, like, the must listen,
okay,
most popular thing. And then, so I had a little listen through that. And yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, I didn't know, but really enjoyed. And like I say, Limit to Your Love is very cool. But it was Metals in particular. There's a song on Metals called How Come You Never Go There. I guess the word there, because it was covered up with just a TH. How Come You Never Go There? And it's the most popular on that record. It's a really, really, really cool song. But then I also really enjoyed, I checked out the Mastodon thing again. And then her latest album.
Right.
The song Pleasure.
Oh, okay. That's from the album before.
Oh, sorry, the album before. The song Pleasure from the album before, from the album Pleasure, really enjoyed. Particularly love the artwork. Like, really love the artwork. I think it's very, very, I don't know. It's got style and snap. It's just very well orchestrated and very simple. But it's like it's a whole different thing than I was expecting. It's just really good songs. And I mean, Jarvis Cocker's on one of these songs on Pleasure.
He is. Yeah.
And it seems like I feel like I've just opened a door to another artist who's like top drawer and works with all these top drawer people and only the coolest and just has great songs and is just great in every way. And you just kind of find yourself going, how did I not know?
I think if I hadn't have stolen, I wonder if I would have come across her or not. Funny enough, her, and again, I wonder if you heard it, her most recent album, I had no idea was out. I know she's touring at the moment, but I had no idea she had a new album out. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm pretty sure I know all about Feist. And I put it on and then I was like, oh my God, there's a new album. And personally, Pleasure, again, bought without hesitation, I didn't love as much as I loved Metals and The Reminder, certainly. But then this new album, Multitudes, spellbinding. Almost like a bit of a kind of a Bon Iver like edge to it, I thought.
Apparently she wrote all this in lockdown with an acoustic guitar. So okay, that might explain it.
Maybe. That's the equivalent of, it's the old log cabin. COVID.
Exactly, yeah.
COVID and...
Solitude is good for you.
But yeah,
And I think on that, she's like a new mum and she lost her dad and stuff like that. Okay.
You know more than me. I need to get my homework on. I know nothing. I just listen. But yeah, I've been literally probably going to be my obsession for the next 6 months or so. So gone out, bought everything I could, going to be listening to that.
Oh, what, since finding out that it was out?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good work.
Besotted. Exactly what I wanted. Really cool production choices, really cool songwriting choices. And yeah, just kind of, even in her own world, I thought it was just really refreshing and yeah, just really cool takes on yeah, some really cool songwriting choices and like really cool kind of like sort of switches of like mood and phase and cool production choices. So yeah, I've just been absolutely obsessed with it. Literally, I've been listening to it. I realize actually I've only listened to it all the way through on repeat. So I've no, I like everything. But yeah, she's just magic. She just, everything she makes is just a great, like you say, a great song, but like, you could argue maybe like, you know, like there's nothing like in there that I'm like, oh, this is, you know, did you hear the bit where she, I don't know, like plays the piano with her feet and her hands.
There's no massive thing.
It's just like, they're just great songs and they're just, like I say, from The Reminder, The Water, it's one of my favourite songs ever. And I just live for that horn line to come in near the end of it. It's such a, I think it's like a Rhodes or a piano that's like playing the beginning bit. And it's just, I don't think I could play that gently that well. It's so, it is just, you should have to take an exam in it to learn about dynamics.
Sure.
And it, because it just comes out of nowhere and it just has so much headroom. But it's just, if a gnat came in and landed on one of your fingers, it would be too much.
It'd go, bah.
Yeah. You know, like it's just, and the vocals and it, so again, my tattoo, the harbour becomes the sea, is just, all her lyrics, everything like that, I just eat them up. And just, I just, one of those artists, I can just, feel like I can swim in the music. I can just put it on and just wrap up in it. It's such a rich kind of...
But you're right, though. You're right in that nothing, especially given my expectation, it didn't scream at me as in go like, oh, I'm here, look here. You know, here's the thing, here's the gimmick, or here's the like... the thing, or the shouty thing. Because it's not like that. So I'm kind of sitting here going, yeah, I like it. I really like it. Some great songs. Mm. But my knowledge ends about there.
Sure.
Because that's what they are, you know, great songs. But I need to get to know them better. And I need to like get them into, find a place for them into my world, you know.
Mm.
But I instantly put some in like my, I've got favourites playlist and this kind of thing. And so, yeah. Instantly threw a few in there.
Yeah, I think metals is a good jumping in point, as it is a more upfront record, like The Bad in Each Other. Graveyard is one of my favourite of her songs. Even like A Commotion and a few other like really, you know, quite more not aggressive, but more. You know, immediate songs as she gets this great kind of bluesy, stompy type things. And like I say, I love her approach to guitar playing. It's just, like I say, like a finger style kind of real reiki. It's just, I really like it when she kind of goes into that kind of style. So I would say it's a lot more immediate than some of the other records. You know, again, perfect kind of house music in that sense. Yeah. There is a...
Home music.
You know, I think some are, like certainly The Reminder and a few of the others. But then, you know, I Feel It All, Sea Lion, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's plenty of energy there. But I think her track listings are always so... So almost like kind of anti-track listings. They almost kind of quite quiet and lead you in. And then like some of the more kind of energetic tracks are usually like in the middle somewhere. I think a few of her records always kind of lull you in. But I would say between Metals and Multitudes, her new record, I think they're kind of...
That's the way you should start.
Yeah, maybe just a good like hit the ground running a little more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think she's personally for me, I haven't heard too much of Open Season actually. I think there's not really a bad song on or a bad album at all. I think maybe Pleasure was slightly, I didn't like as much. But still, some really, really great songs on there.
Nice.
And listening back to it, because I had it in my head, I was like, oh, I don't remember being as attached to it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, I love this song. So, lies.
There you go.
Did you, as someone who kind of came in dry, do you have any recommendations? Do you have any kind of where you would maybe start? What, you know?
Well, interestingly, I picked like my favourite songs that I heard, and I've got one off each album.
Okay.
So that's not very helpful. But no, I think for my tastes at least, I think you're right. Metals was where I found like a nice place to be. Mm-hmm. The recommendation of The Reminder being like the one, it's more... mainstream, I guess, a bit more obvious.
A little more indie.
Indie, okay, that's the word.
Maybe.
I heard, was it Pleasure being described as like more of a blues album?
Reminds me of Patti Smith, that kind of album. Like, it really reminds me of that kind of, Joan Jett, like that kind of sort of Katie Tunstall
more,
as well.
More gritty.
Yeah, just kind of that, you know, like, that's what we're here for! Like that kind of like... you know, stompy, you know, even for Pleasure, screams Patti Smith to me. Like I really get that kind of.
I like that. I like it's good energy. But what would you say if you don't know Feist and you like who? Ooh,
Katie Tunstall, I think, is a good, in my universe anyway, Katie Tunstall, very similar kind of, begins with P, prolific kind of artist, lots of different genres and styles she kind of brings in and out of her music. Singer, songwriter, female voice, has a bit of a grit, has some kind of more quieter songs, has a little bit of electronica, has, you know, mm-hmm. has a bit of a rootsy thing. Like there is some comparison to people like Bon Iver and that style. I think certainly their new record, I got a lot more of a sense of that from there. Mm-hmm. More if he stayed in the first album.
I was going to say like early St. Vincent as well, perhaps.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I'm trying to think who else. Who else is kind of in that position? I don't know. Like I say, there's definitely like a, there's a bluesiness to it. There's a rootsiness to it. But yeah, just inventive. I love if all the songs have like really unusual choices and really unusual, like even just instrumentation. Some even songs that, you know, are kind of like rooted in a certain style will mm-hmm. then have like a something, you know, kind of unusual about them or something. And when I mean unusual, I mean not usual. and again, that's what I really love is that I can never really know where the songwriting is going to go. And I love that, you know, that there's these really kind of like very intricate arrangements of like acoustic instruments recorded in a, you know, in a beautiful, rich way, but just, you can hear the playing and you can hear the proficiency and you can hear that dynamic, and it could just be as simple as a snare drum, but it's just gradually raising volume, just gradually hitting harder and harder, or just rolling that little bit harder. But to actually do that is so hard, so, mm-hmm. so hard. And I love, like I say, the recordings and certainly checking her out live as well. Just, there's nothing better than, you know, coming across an artist like this and being like, I hope she's the guy.
Sure.
You know? And there's nothing better. I love it. When you go and see someone live and you just know that all eyes are on her. She's mm-hmm. leading that whole thing. She has got, you know, eyes behind her head, you know, like she is she's carrying that whole thing and she has got her shit down. And that's, you know, and again, that just, I love seeing something like that where you just like, I hope that it's true, you know, like, and then you get to see an artist just be, you know, incredible and just be perfectly in that spot. So yeah, for me, she's one of my all time favorite nice. Artists and some of these, certainly Metals and The Reminder, and certainly this new record as well, really some of my favorite records of all time, easily.
Songs wise, what would you recommend?
Ooh, well, I feel like Metals is a good, like I say, I recommend it because I think it's got a really strong run. Like Bad in Each Other, Gravelard, Caught a Long Wind, How Come You Never Go There, A Commotion, Circle Merit, like all these songs deep into the album are super strong and they're all quite different. And I think for me, Anti-Pioneer, one of my favourite songs of all time, and Graveyard, I'd say are like my highlights from that record. I just think it's, I love... I love the sentiment of Graveyard, like bring them all back to life. I love that. I love how like playful that is as well. Like it's so like, the hook is so like, oh, well, let's, why don't we just do that? You know, like I really love that kind of, sentiment. And then yeah, Anti-Pioneer for me is like, is like John Mayer Gravity. Like I think that's, sure. It's like that kind of song. It's just perfect in every way, in my opinion. I Feel It All, great song from The Reminder. The Water, you know, I'd say for your first dance, a little bit long.
Is that the one you had?
It is indeed, yeah.
Fine, 4:46. Yeah, that's quite long.
It's quite long and slow. We just had a nice chat.
Sure.
What else is good? To be honest, they're all really good. Mushaboom from Let It Die, and the song Let It Die from Let It Die is a great. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to be sparing in my choices. Pleasure is great from Pleasure. Maybe I Wish I Didn't Miss You as well. I'm really terrible with track names when it comes to Vice.
No, that's fine. I've just realised entirely that I missed the album Let It Die. I wondered where Mushaboom was from, because that was quite a well-known song. And then if you see, I don't know if you got it on yours, but at the end of Let It Die, mm-hmm. there's a song called Love A Spit, brackets Redux, which is by Broken Social Scene.
You're right.
There you go.
So maybe I do, I need to, I didn't, no,
I highly recommend that. Okay. Really, really recommend it.
Okay. And then, Multitudes. Again, I've literally just listened to it all the way through. All of them. Listen to Multitudes. It's absolutely great. And I love it. Enlightening.
Cool. There you go.
All you need. Just start. Just, like I say, I feel like, for me, she's just an artist where I just, if I'm going to listen to her, and it's like, it's the perfect time now. Any day it's going to happen. If not already, there'd just be a moment where the wind changes and you're like, it's autumn. Like nice. the wind's changed, and then you can hear it in the trees, and maybe like you've seen a couple of leaves already hit the ground, a bit of yellowing here and there, and you're like, it's time.
It's like candles and blankets music.
Yeah, that's it. And then that's when you get your vinyl player out. And just have a good look out of a rainy window. It's, whoa. The other day I went all the way downtown to go for a walk. We got there and it rained so hard. And I turned to my wife and I said, this is the happiest I've been in about 6 months.
Oh,
wow. It was brilliant. It was just, I was so cozy. I dressed perfectly appropriately. And I was just watching across the lake while the swans were swanning around. And I was just like, ah. Oh. Winter, come.
I suppose you don't move to Iceland for the sun.
No, you don't. So
nice.
Yeah. Well, I hope I sincerely hope there are some people who have no idea and they've heard and they've found a new favorite artist. That's I honestly one of my favorites. So I hope we can impart that to at least one person. That's
nice. Well, yeah, check out the playlist and the links below. And if there's anyone else you'd like to see us check out or do an episode on, let us know.
Please do.
And thank you to our Patreons for being so kind as to keeping this ship a sailing. And we will see you next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.